They save time for a long period, but when they then crap out on you, it's over.
And Merry Christmas.
No, when they crap out on you, then all that saved time gets taken away because then you have all this time of making up everything that got lost
or whatever. They're just like automobiles or any refrigerators. Either you love them until you notice that they're not working, then you want to fling them as far as you can.
I've never had a computer, you know, have my meat thaw out too quickly.
Well, you're not supposed to keep meat with it because if the blood gets into the inner workings, it coagulates and it doesn't work right.
I wanted to come in and talk to you this morning, but I didn't make it in time.
You're always late for everything.
I know.
But you'll be late to your own funeral someday.
Which will be good because, you know, you don't want to die, so you might as well be late.
Well, no, you'll be somewhere, but you just won't be where you're supposed to be.
Where do you think I'll be?
Even in death.
Even I'll be dead somewhere else.
Even in death, you won't make it to where you need to be.
Carry me there. Hey, he's dead, but you know him. He was over here. He took too much time.
That's right.
You know what my problem is with timing?
Oh, we don't have all day to go into your problems.
Let me tell you what my problem is with timing.
You don't have a watch.
Well, that's one.
You didn't learn how to tell time when you were four.
No, that's not true. Here's the deal.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Here's the deal.
Yes, it is.
When I have to be somewhere, say at 2 o'clock, all right, I think to be there at 2 o'clock as opposed to, say, 1:45. So if you're a little late and you've planned in your head to be there at 1:45, you're going to still be on time at 2 o'clock.
But here's the problem.
If I plan for 2 and I'm a little late, I'm there at 2:30.
Well, that's late.
Or later.
No.
I know. I'm not trying to say I'm not late. My point is I need to plan for an earlier time.
It's Craig time.
Right. Well, my mother and sisters.
Over there.
Always when they invite me for something, it's always a half hour earlier. So now I know this.
Mm-hmm.
So I always show up then an hour late. And then I say, I'm only a half hour late. What's the problem? They don't appreciate that.
No.
But why I wanted to come see you this morning was because I had these great little jokes.
Jokes?
Yes, little Christmas jokes. Little
Christmas jokes.
Cute jokes,
mm-hmm,
that I came across. And I have to tell you my son's joke, because this one I loved.
Okay.
It's not about this one's not about Christmas, but I want you to tell me, why did they not let the wild tiger in school?
I don't know why.
Because they knew he was a cheetah. Come on.
Okay.
For a fourth grader, that's hysterics. And to you, it just sounds like who you grew up with.
Well, I'm trying.
He's a cheetah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I had to make that translation, you see.
Yeah, all right. For those of you who didn't get it, cheater. School, cheating, they don't go hand in hand.
It's a downstate joke.
Okay. No, it isn't.
Except that we don't always have cheetah indigenous to the area.
That's true, too. But again, if you're going to break down a fourth grader's joke,
yeah,
it's not worth the effort.
All right. Well, that's why I didn't guffaw immediately, because I was breaking down and translating the fourth grader's joke
at
age 52.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no... All right. Here are the Christmas ones. I'm not going to argue with you about stupidity. You ready? What do you call people who are afraid of Santa?
I don't know. Santaphobic.
That's a good guess. Claustrophobic.
Okay. Gotcha.
Why does Santa have 3 gardens?
3 gardens?
That's right, Santa. He's got 3. Come on. Why does he have 3 gardens?
Because he likes to... Ho, ho, ho.
Very good. You got that on your own?
Yes. You know, no. I had to think of...
Yeah. Why?
I started thinking of garden implements, and then I thought of the hoe, and then there you go.
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Right. There he goes.
I am impressed
with you,
Bobby. Thank
you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. Here. Let's see if you get this one. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Yes.
I don't know why.
He had low elf esteem.
Oh. That's a groaner.
These are beautiful.
That's a groaner.
All right. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Not that you've ever thought of crossing the two.
No, I don't know what.
think.
I'm
thinking. If you think hard enough on this, you'd probably, you got ho, ho, ho.
Well, it's apples and oranges, my friend. It's apples and oranges. I don't know. What's the
what
answer?
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire? Frostbite.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I see.
For those of you who didn't get it, the vampire bites. Right?
Yes, and he's frosty. Yes, you gotcha.
Love I love that. The people who, I have two sisters. One of them is the classic where you tell this kind of joke and you see the face doesn't react or anything.
Deer in headlights?
Well, yeah, and then you start to see it's coming to the top, and I'm like, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and
yes,
then she gets
it. They say.
All right, this is good. What do you call Santa when he stops moving?
I don't know. What do you call him?
Santa Paws.
Oh.
Come on.
Yikes.
This is good stuff. All right, this one you probably get. Where does a snowman keep his money?
In the snow belt.
No. You're close, my friend.
All right, what is it?
In the snowbank.
Snowbank. Okay.
You got it?
I see.
All right. And this is the last one.
I had a viable second answer, though.
What was it?
Snow belt. I mean, that was a viable second answer.
You're close. That was, you know.
Snowbank. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I should have had that.
Why do mummies like Christmas so much?
I'm sorry. Did you say mummies?
Yes, I did.
Did we just go back to October all of a sudden?
You should have seen his face. Why do mummies come in?
Why do
mummies like Christmas so much?
I don't know. Give it to me.
Because of all the wrapping.
Yikes.
What was your favorite in there? Did you have a favorite?
Probably the ho, ho, ho one.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that one's awesome, but I like claustrophobic. Even though it doesn't mean that.
That was good. It's up there.
You know, so. And the snowbank.
Snowbank was good also, yeah.
So there you have it. That was just a little, you know, little Christmas jokes.
That was worth me waiting around an extra half an hour or so. Absolutely. Without question. Unequivocally.
See? Now you can have a nice celebratory holiday.
Oh, yeah.
It's all complete, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll bring that with me, and I'll bore my house guests tomorrow with
now,
that
don't
one.
Don't tell me you won't tell Kayla a few of these.
Oh, no, she's
a teenager. She'll think it's so moronic, but that's what you like to do, make your kids look at you funny. That's the best
She
part.
Looks at me funny for everything, so I don't need to add to it.
At least do the one, the wild tiger there.
She probably knows all of these anyway.
Right.
She's probably known them all for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
She'll probably think, Dad, that's so 2004.
There was another one he said. Something about,
what language are you speaking now?
With bananas and slippers and sliders. I don't know.
Sounds like you gave away the answer.
I did.
Like you usually did with Kyle up here with the Great American Butler Auto Trivia. How many times did you give away the answer on the poor man?
I know. He looked at me like with fright in his eyes. Yeah. I just told him the answer. And then he's on his thing trying to find another question.
There's your New Year's resolution as we jump forward a week. Don't give away the answers to trivia contests do any next year.
Don't screw up Great
Show
American
up on
Butler
time.
Auto Trivia. I'm not showing up on time. I'm not doing it. I haven't done it all my life. I'm going to continue to
Craig time. We take whatever time you say.
Hey, down there, downstairs.
We take whatever time you say you're going to be back, and we triple it.
No.
Yeah. If you say, I'll be back in 15, that's 45 minutes. I'll be back in an hour. We won't see you for 3 hours.
All right. I'm going to put you to the test on
I've been watching this for 23 years.
Right.
This is how this theorem was formulated.
I see.
Yes.
Well, you sound like a professor.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm not a professor, nor have I played one on television.
No, you haven't. But I wish you a happy holiday and that psycho that you live with, Carrie. Is she listening, you think?
No, probably not.
That stinks then.
Probably not. Right. But I'm sure it'll get back to her some
if
form
nothing
or
else, if nothing else, I was recording this so you can you can have her listen to
Well, I'll post this to the website for those who don't want to listen to it later.
Tell your father to also take a break from stealing hubcaps, at least on Christmas. You know what I mean?
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
You know, it's in the man's
Barbara
blood.
Barbara and Artie, happy holiday to you as well. All right. I bet your mother liked the cheetah. Your mother didn't get the cheetah one because that's how she talks.
She probably wrote that one back in the 40s.
All right. All right. I'm going to take a break, folks. And when I come back.
People just exhaled when you said that.
When I come back, anniversary.
I thought he'd never shut up.
Anniversary waltz and the Tri-County weather forecast. All right. Frostbite.